In a Chashuke Chemed, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein was asked if someone with severe diabetes cannot resist eating a piece of cake, should he recite a bracha on it? He quotes Rabbi Yoshev as answering that one must say a bracha Rishayna of Mezainis, as even though endangering one's life is forbidden and no bracha is recited on forbidden food, nevertheless the first crumb is not harmful, and one must recite a bracha Rishayna even on a single crumb. I'm a little confused as to why he seems to combine the concepts of mazik and osir due to sakana, since the two concepts are not identical, and presumably a drop of olive oil would also not be mazik, unless we interpret mazik as meaning that it has a disgusting flavor, in which case, why, according to Rabbi Yoshev, wouldn't the Gemara give a simple case of how one could say Bari Priya eats an olive oil if one only has a small amount? It's not enough to harm the person. So I'm not really clear on exactly what his intent is.